in the bathroom.
Oh, in the bathroom.
Like using that thing in the bottom, in the bottom
of the
car. Yeah. Well, because I lay down, I was really uncomfortable, so I lay down right in front as well. And it's like, it turns the lights off and it's like, you slide. And I'm just like, dozing. And then I fell asleep. And so then George is like,
like, wake up, man.
Sat back up, I was like, I'm seeking, I should be able to stay awake.
Okay, very true.
And, yes. And George's like, you're snoring. I was like, oh, thank you.
We just had chocolate on the couch. It's like, well, actually, it was a pretty bad movie night. But the Nibblies were good.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the talk thing.
Oh. Yeah,
yeah,
I did find it interesting.
Oh. It was better last year, because he had more of those skip things.
It's easy enough to avoid getting the fight from the ground. It's not that
kind
hard.
Of said everything with comes to me as
comes then.
Like,
that's
what
I think, yeah.
Didn't really anything from it. Aimed at, like, the football kind of...
Yeah, that is, like...
The what?
Football.
I play football.
I'm sure you said that.
I throw the ball. And I catch two.
Very stereotypical. TV
yeah, Dane.
Yeah,
he's mean to footballers.
The majority.
Looking, they're good for something.
And they earn millions and millions of dollars playing, doing something they love.
Not
NRL
players.
NRL players are poor compared to other sports.
Alright.
NRL players get like the most, it's like 500 grand a year.
That's probably more than I'm ever going to earn.
Cristiano Ronaldo got paid like $100 million.
That's crazy.
LeBron James got paid $100 million. He hasn't even played a game of basketball in the NBA.
Kazakhstan. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, that's not Europe, is it?
No, it's close. I think it's close to Asia.
Is it?
Maybe it was
Uzbekistan. Russia's like the furthest.
Russia's Europe, even though 90% of it's in Asia. Because people don't live in the western part of it because it's like...
There's nothing there.
Siberia. So if you live there, you die. So then you can live there.
Yeah, exactly. Limited lifespan. Yeah. Cut the country in half. Well done.
Where have you been? I haven't seen you in ages.
Since when?
Oh, I don't know. Did you go away on the weekend?
No. I went to the casino.
Oh, yeah. That's right. How's that?
Don't ask.
I went there with $200 to lose.
And then last night, because Reese was up, my friend. And we went to Love, and we went to the Phantom, and it was awesome.
Good.
I don't know why people were like, I hate the Valley. I'm like, why?
No, I always feel claustrophobic there, but I've only been a couple of times. It's always been like they're always really busy.
Numb.
Always choppers.
Shit,
Cloudland or something. I really want to go there. I haven't been to Cloudland.
Those like little indie bars. There's this one I went with my sister, and they have like this guy that remixes jazz, like old jazz. And it's so cool. And it's really long and skinny. And this other one is like heaps of levels, and it's all graffiti. It's like arty place. Just graffiti everywhere.
Pretty cool. Where there's a guy up front playing steel drums.
He's there.
And we were paying him out, and then when we came, like, we did actually like say to him, "Oh, you're that idiot." And then we're coming out, and he got like money in his thing. I'm like, "You've got more money."
What'd you play?
Roulette and blackjack.
Oh, look
at that. I was on fire on blackjack. Like, so it was three hands. Like, it was like two pitch cards. I was like, yes, two pitch cards. Yes. Like, building your stack up. And I was like, oh,
man.
The stacks is like dwindling. I was like, I hate you.
Better luck next time.
He was doing me like 13 in the morning. He was like, every time. I'm like, suck.
Brutal.
And roulette drove me crazy. I bet on even three times. It was black 13 three times. On three different tables.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
what is this?
It's like, I'm like, even. And it was like, back in there, like, damn it. Like, even. Back in there, I was like, that's so strange. Went downstairs.
Now
so seedy. I was like, it's gotta be even. Black 13. I was like, that is ridiculous.
Yeah.
What?
So random.
I'm gonna fight
them. You
wanna
fight them?
I stole my money.
Good work. One time I tried to get in there was when we went on car rally. They're like, the meds were like, we were at the bottom of the steps, and the bodyguard was just like, no.
Yeah,
we didn't
even get up the top of the stairs. We
wouldn't even want to stay there. He's like, no, you can't come in.
We were dressed as
blackies. Yeah, right. Like all of black, like makeup and ripped clothes.
That's understandable then.
Oh, we thought we'd let us in, like just for kicks. It was the middle of the day, it's not like it was night time or anything.
That's why they were like, we nearly kicked this guy when we first got him. He was like standing there with the security guards. The security guards like looking at his license, he was looking at his license. Like, come on, you're out of all of this. They're like, shall we tell? Is that him?
That's enough, good enough.
I was there for like 15 minutes, so I thought I'd let him in. $4 daiquiris as well.
Oh, well done.
The mango one, dominant strawberry one.
Allergic to mango.
You haven't believed that. Mango's so good.
Well, I can't do anything about it, hey. Mango or death.
Can you just carry it? Alert.
Yeah, any pen.
Just be like,
So worth it.
So freaking.
Rush to the emergency room.
This girl in my old school, she's like allergic to everything. She plays soccer. She had an anaphylactic shock. She's a goalkeeper. She had an anaphylactic shock while she was in goals.
Yeah.
Because she's allergic to grass.
How you go like that? It's like, yeah, I'm allergic to leaves. I'm like, and dust.
She's allergic to everything. Like,
why are you dumb alive?
Like, you're allergic. If someone sprays deodorant in the same building, she's like,
I'm
like a freeze. I was feeling like, so freaking like, she was in the library and someone had sprayed deodorant outside.
Yeah.
So she just walked through it and then she like just collapsed as she walked in the door and was on the ground. Like,
oh.
She had like big red welts on her. Like, she was doing the rash and like, she
that's
couldn't breathe and stuff.
Yeah.
And she was like vomiting. And I was in the library, like studying for another HSC, and I was just like,
oh.
And it was just this wheezing going. I was like, what the hell's going on? I was like, librarians running from everywhere.
Yeah. Wow. Pretty intense.
And even stranger, the librarian at my old school, her daughter is an IRE officer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There you go. So, I know
NARIA first. I went to primary school with her.
Mm.
In like this little bush town.
Who's NARIA first?
Nari
first,
I don't know.
Nari 4.
Well,
Nari 2nd, yeah. That's how she fornicated with.
Lovely. Lovely. Moving right along.
She remember her.
Oh, man.
She's funny. But I don't know how to say something like it.
Bad.
Bad imposter.
Yeah.
One time, no, we were in Africa. It was so bad. And me and my sister had, like, banging on the wall really loud. And I'm like, shut up!
Pretty nasty. That's so good.
Oh my god. Did you mention it?
And the fourth
comma?
Yeah. Bloody Tom Barker.